Okay, so here we are, day 4 of the Mind Camp. Hopefully it's the 4th day in a row that you're listening to it. If it's the 5th day, if you had a few extra days to get here, no worries. You're still in the Mind Camp and awesomeness. The repetition still works. Now, today we're going to be looking at things differently. Someone I know was involved in an accident, a bike accident in Thailand. And the bike accident in Thailand involved blood and crashed motorbikes. Everybody was fine. Nobody was seriously hurt. Loud noises, screeching tires. An unpleasant experience that she kept reliving in vivid detail. She described to me how this terrible thing kept haunting her. This really unpleasant memory. She was right back there re-experiencing it. I had her close her eyes and in her mind imagine stepping, floating back and seeing the event happening. Seeing herself in the event as though she was looking at the accident happening from the point of view of somebody stood on the opposite side of the road. As she looked at it in that way, disassociated from it, seeing it happening to herself rather than being in the front seat, I asked her how different did that make her feel. Wow, she said, yeah. Then I had her imagine floating and stepping back out, seeing herself stood there watching this memory of this accident happen. And from that point of view, double disassociated from it, she said, oh, yeah, it feels completely different. She had completely changed the way she felt about an old situation. And if it's safe and appropriate to do so, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath in. Close your eyes and think about an event from the past that no longer serves you. A memory, an unpleasant memory if you have one, that you want to get some more distance from. And this can be an old limiting belief you have about yourself based on something from years ago where your skills, abilities, talents are in question and you didn't realize that you were capable of so much more. A blockage in any area where you want to get some distance and feel different. Now, with your eyes closed, imagine stepping back out of that experience and seeing it as though it was happening to somebody else, watching it from the edge of the corner further away. In your mind, you see it differently. And notice how different that makes you feel. And then imagine stepping and floating back out of that you, looking down, seeing yourself, watching that sequence of events where those things unfolded and feeling completely different about it now. Notice how different that makes you feel. And as you notice how different it makes you feel, instead, turn your mind to what it is that you do want to feel and see and experience and explore more of. Now, open your eyes if you haven't already, and add to your toolkit of mind-changing techniques, spinning the feelings away, quietening internal dialogues and spinning them away, taking mental imagery, worst-case scenarios in your mind of things that you think about and, oh no, but what if this happens and what if that happens and what if this is happening and what if that happens, and stepping back and looking at that chain of events and stepping back again and looking at yourself, watching yourself think about those things, and from this distant point of view, get a clarity of mind for what it is that you do want more of. These simple ways of changing the way we think can have a profound effect on you, can release and let go as you go deeply into the power nap again, recharge, refresh, renew with the releasing and letting go power nap, knowing that in the future, you can step out of unpleasant experiences that came to mind too big. Quiet internal dialogues spin the unpleasant feelings away. Consciously control the direction of your thoughts, letting go and releasing. Enjoy the power nap today. This is John Vincent.